Cultural Ambassador and Coordinator of Cultural and Creative Industries, Ronnie Small, says he's an advocate for vaccination as the cultural and creative industries is highly dependent on people getting vaccinated. Mr. Small is also encouraging persons to continue to stay safe and follow the protocols outlined by the Ministry of Health.
I just want to encourage everybody to stay safe. I'm an advocate for the vaccine because I guess where my industry is concerned, that is highly dependent on people being vaccinated. So I encourage people to go out and get vaccinated. Seek advice from your doctors, before you do so. And let's get back to some level of normalcy where we can practice our craft. But stay safe, and follow the protocols by the health officials.
Cultural Ambassador and Coordinator of Cultural and Creative Industries, Rodney Small. Regionally, an 83-year-old woman in Tobago with comorbidities has become Tobago's latest COVID-19 victim. According to the Division of Health and Wellness, fatalities on the island of Tobago have now risen to 12. Internationally, New Zealand has unveiled its plan to reopen borders and will allow foreigners to enter next year. Fully vaccinated visitors can enter from April 30th and will have to self-isolate for 7 days upon arrival. More New Zealanders will be allowed to travel home from early next year as well, under similar rules. Meanwhile, Poland is warning that restrictions could be reintroduced if infection rates don't start to fall. The 28,382 new infections there in the last 24 hours is a 17% increase from cases reported a week ago. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.